The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
We rocked the boat in Wisconsin last night, friends.
I want to tell
great turnout.
Great event.
We'll be posting that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook sometime today or tomorrow. Lots to talk about. Hello, friends. As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
But how do the bad guys get the bigger emphasis than the good guys? What about the good guys?
I was just trying to pull out one of those gifts that I have on my YouTube.
You know what that just reminded me of?
I'm a drummer, not a singer.
You are?
Yeah. Don't hate me because I'm a drummer, not a singer.
When you said those good guys, it reminds me of like Bunzai.
Yeah. Hey, you're going back to the 90s with Karate Kid.
I know.
Wow. We don't want to talk about that.
No.
Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. No question about it. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Yes, indeed. Because stubborn are those facts. Voice of the...
Okay, let's rewind that one.
No, I'm good so far. We're the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out on our Facebook as well. It is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also check us out on our personal websites. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean. Personal page and a fan page. You can check out both of those if you'd like. Like them both if you would. As well, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, the phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. I want to get to Sebelius. I want to get to Lerner, who is going to be held in contempt. Sebelius just resigned. And then I want to talk about Barack Hussein Obama. And what Barack Hussein Obama actually brought forth today was that Obamacare is not a privilege, it's a right.
Yeah,
folks,
serious,
you want to talk about major, major confusion. I'm going to be talking about that in just a little bit. Outside of that, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. I just told you just a couple minutes ago that we were in Wisconsin yesterday, did an event, and knocked it out of the park. It was incredible. It was packed. So it's interesting how we'll do an event, and then the next time we go back and do the event, there's quite a few more people, and it's just great because we get the opportunity to actually share the heart of our message, and that is the price paid for our freedoms. And once people understand the price paid for their freedoms, I'll tell you what, they take a different stance concerning the issues at hand, and that's why it's not. Well, that's why it's lower before the eyes of the people, not only the older generation, but also the younger generation. Because if you show them the price paid for their freedoms, they're going to act accordingly. But if they don't, they're going to trample it with unbeknownst to them, right? And that's exactly what takes place on a 24/7 basis in this country. Folks, I also want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our deeds with our love because of the love. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Said George Washington, and of course he got that from 1 John 3:18, Jesus the Christ, when he spoke it. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Because
it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, I'm excited to get to those topics. And just to go off what you're saying about last night, what's nice is the fact that you went over the time limit and no one was antsy. I mean, people were sitting there, like you said, you could have gone on for another, hour.
Easily.
And people still would have been sitting there just waiting for the next thing to come. And the response, again, was overwhelming. There's a standing ovation last night because the Spirit of God
offense,
is moving people.
And, of course, I'm not giving myself accolades, but every event we do, there's a standing ovation.
Of course.
Because of, it's the veterans, it's the Christ that's getting the standing
that's
ovation.
That's right, and the
or
truth.
Or getting out of the way,
that's
friends.
That's right. People are so hungry for the truth, and we see that at every event we do. So, yes, stay tuned on Facebook. We'll see a lot of fun pictures here in the near future. Now, I just want to highlight a few things before we go on with the rest of the topics we have to talk about today. Some fast, fun facts. You know, people like the Guinness Book of World Records. It's very interesting to find out, you know, what's the tallest building, you know, what's the biggest man, the skinniest, the shortest, all these kind of fun facts. So I thought I'd share a few with you here today. Did you know, first of all, as of 2012, there are 7.046 billion people in the world. Now, I don't know how they figured that, if they like went out and counted them like one by one and spent a few years doing that, but that's the Earth population. Now, interesting to note that of the Earth population, about one-third of the human race has 20/20 vision.
Wait. Slow your roll a little bit. Now, we go to Jacksonville, Florida, and if I'm correct in my assumptions and my statistics that have been given unto me, every human on the planet can actually live in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, for the sake of being corrected by some listener that has a different stat than I do, I know that's a fact.
Yes.
So when you, hey, friends, here's the bottom line. If you get up in an airplane, you're told that there is a overpopulation issue
and a land shortage.
In the world, in a land shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Just go up in an airplane for 5 minutes. Hey, enough said.
Yes, all you see is land out there.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, is going back to the world population, about one-third of the human race actually has 20/20 vision. Now, glasses and contact wearers are hardly alone in a world where two-thirds of the population have less than perfect vision. The amount of people with perfect vision obviously decreases the further they age, which is kind of an interesting and fun fact. Now, the tallest building in America is actually the New World Trade Center. It's recognized as the tallest building in the United States. An expert committee of architects announced that the New York's World Trade Center is the tallest building in the United States at a height of 1,776 feet, surpassing Chicago's Willis Tower.
Huh.
So when you look in progress...
What happened to the Sears building? I thought that was the tallest
building. Yeah, you know, I
there.
Remember that too as well. When I was younger, we went to the Sears building out there, I believe in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Someone might correct me on that. But and now let's go to, how about the shortest woman?
Are you in a rush?
Oh, I'm trying to
curious.
Get to this
I know
fast.
We got a lot to say. I know, and we only have an hour to do it.
I know.
And so hurry up, please.
Okay, all right, sorry. Too bad I can't be like one of those, what do you call those, auctioneers? Hey,
what's
wrong with that? Okay. Chandra.
Are you getting a sense of humor on me?
Maybe
this
just a little
scary,
bit.
This is scary, friends.
Okay, Chandra, you're going to have to help me, boys. This is a difficult one. Bahadur Dangi.
Oh, yeah, I know Bahadur Dangi.
Yeah, exactly. Who at 21.5 inches is the world's shortest man, actually met the world's shortest woman, and that's Jehoiti Amej, who measures 24.7 inches. So maybe that's going to be a match made in heaven. Shortest woman, 24.7 inches. Shortest man, 21.5. We actually saw pictures of the shortest man. It was so cute. I mean, he's not a, you know, he's obviously
older. They look like
older.
Little dolls.
They do. He was so cute. We saw him out at the Ripley's Believe It or Not when they show all those little fun facts.
Yeah, and the big guy there, too.
Exactly. Now, speaking of big guys, the world's fattest man may now be 812 pounds. His name is
crazy.
It's a Londoner, Keith Martin, and they actually show a picture. It's very sad. Someone needs to love on him enough to say to stop eating so you can actually live your life rather than be in bed all your life.
Oh, what do you know, sister? He's sick.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's sick every time he takes his hand and makes the choice to stuff that food in his
face.
That's
exactly right. And finally, the world's skinniest person is 55 pounds. That's the world's thinnest woman. It doesn't say just
Well, we need all those measurements to make sense of what
we're... But you know what? She did it
after years
of extreme dieting. So she's an example for all those girls wanting to be matchstick thin in their figures. It ain't worth a girl. Eat something.
Well, is her name Olive Oil?
I don't think so.
We'll see Bradley Stephanie's sons.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com. Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. Imagine if you had a secret code for making money.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Perfect show for you to jump in on, friends, because we are just inundating you with information today.
You know, and I got some clarity, too. The Willis Tower is actually the Sears Tower. They renamed it to be the Willis Tower, and yes, it is in Chicago.
Okay.
So I don't know why they renamed it, but they did. Now,
Mr. Willis bought it, I think.
Oh, Mr. Willis bought it.
Yeah,
they
like the corporation or something.
They like to give themselves
the
accolades, right?
Whoever owns the most office space in there. Interesting, though, I was doing a little research over on this end, and apparently the building to replace the Twin Towers that were destroyed is called, officially, the One World Trade Center.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
It's known by another name, the Freedom Tower, but its official name is the One World Trade Center.
Now, I wonder who named it that.
No, it's interesting. Again, I don't want to go off on this vein or on this rabbit trail today, but it's interesting that right after September 11th, there was those within our government that began to shoot out of their pie holes that his dad, they said of George W. Bush, his dad could be helping implement a new world order through what took place on September 11th.
Of course.
Now, isn't it interesting that George Bush Sr. is hanging out at the local hotel in D.C. with the Bin Laden family, and who's accused of attacking the towers on September 11th in New York, the Bin Laden family.
Uh-huh.
And you have those in the government that are saying George W. Bush and the Bush regime, the crime family, because they are a crime family, friends. Do a little homework on George Bush's daddy, George Bush Sr., and then go all the way up to Prescott Bush. You're going to be shocked, but if the information is there, and it is factual information. There was indictments, as a matter of fact. That's all I'll tell you. But for them to call it the what, Chase?
The One World Trade
One
Center.
World.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And isn't it interesting, since September 11th, the American people have been under attack by their own governments.
Yep.
But there's a foreign enemy. But if we listen to the father of our Constitution, known as James Madison, he's the one that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the disguise or the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Friends, a foreign enemy is not asking you to give up your rights. Your government is. So who's doing the attacking? That's all you have to do is put two and two together. Did you want to interject?
Well, I just thought it was, I don't know, I was just doing some more research on here. Also interesting, I don't know if you mentioned that, is 1776 feet tall, called the Freedom Tower. It's just the way they put the whole mask on it, make it look like a patriotic thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in the paperwork and in the details, it's the one world.
And that's how they do everything.
If you like, that's going to save their soul or something,
exactly.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
When you look at, like, the,
for the public.
The Patriot Act, it sounds so patriotic and something
just
you want to rally behind. That's their mask. And, of course, it's the unpatriot. It's exactly the opposite of what his name is.
And what's interesting is not one person in Congress, none of our representatives in the United States had an opportunity, not one,
to read the
Patriot Act before it was signed.
That's right.
So it was pushed through in the middle of the night, friends. You are under attack. There's just no getting around it. Did you want to finish up?
Bottom line is, what are you going to do about it? No, I think I'm pretty much good.
Okay. Interestingly enough now, friends, we have, if you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Radio over on the Facebook, I just posted a picture. Well, the picture is actually Hillary Clinton narrowly escapes getting hit by a shoe thrown at her at Las Vegas event. If you'd like to see that, just go to Sons of Liberty Radio. You can watch the video. It just about nailed her. Now, I got about 26 comments already, and I just posted this. Josiah says airmail. I think somebody wanted her to get the point.
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton, someone said she looked just like a witch. I loved it, one said, Greg. He said, I loved it. Too bad it didn't hit her square in the forehead. Well, so she has the approbation of the people, doesn't she, friends?
Yes, apparently so.
Dave said, should have been a horseshoe. Wow. Okay, another guy said, have to repost. He did that. John Wayne, too bad the shoe missed. Then Nancy said, blank, the shoe missed her. David said, blank, if that hit her square in the face, it would have made my week.
Wow.
Folks, if you'd like to see that, there's many more comments. Go ahead and check them out.
Well, you know, these people can only attack out at the American people so long before they're going to get backlash.
Well, they're getting backlash.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and they're trying to push her as the next presidential candidate, which is ludicrous, friends.
100%.
Yep, and it shows you, if she begins to go that direction, it shows you how quick the American people forget of the Clinton Chronicles and the crimes committed by the Clinton family.
And Benghazi.
Yep, that's another rabbit trail, but we'll talk about that some other time. Folks, check out Clinton Chronicles. You'll find out that the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, was actually the biggest drug dealer in Mena, Arkansas. And several people died just around that situation, accidentally seeing the drug drops there in Mena. By the way, they happen to be kids. Also, you might want to know that there's 147 people in the 90s that actually died around the Clinton clan. Let's put it that way, the Clinton clan.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about another criminal organization. So when you see the Bushes and the Clintons together, keep in mind Mama Bush is the one that said of Bill Clinton, he's one of my sons. Isn't that interesting?
It's interesting. They just, all we do is see a change of face, not a change of anything else. It's just a new regime takeover.
That's all it is. Let's go over to Sebelius resigns after woes of healthcare.gov. Sebelius, friends. Catherine Sebelius resigns after woes of healthcare. In other words, it was getting too hot. She was getting busted. She was getting popped. She was being uncovered. And the bottom line was, is someone knows that she was going to be indicted. So what they did is they removed her. Now, what's interesting about that, when Sebelius resigns a couple weeks ago here, we have President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal in chief, actually out there telling the American people that she's going to go down in history as one that is favorited by the people. Did you hear what I said, friends? Yeah. See how they just love to cast this in your teeth? And then he started to talk, President Barack Hussein Obama did, about how Obamacare, he talked about the 7 million people, friends, that have signed up for Obamacare. Friends, keep in mind, this is another fabricated lie. We talked about this last week. But interestingly enough, see what they do is they keep pushing the lie on the people. There was only 850-some thousand, I believe it was 859,000 people that actually signed up for it. Doesn't mean they paid into it. It means they signed up for it. Now, just do your math, friends. There's 312 million people in this country. Okay? But he's pushing the lie that 7 million people signed up for it again. Just like everything else this criminal and his administration do is based off of deception and lies. And interestingly enough, friends, what he said is he had actually said that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, he said it's not a privilege. He said it's a right.
Oh, my goodness.
Friends, did you hear what I said? He said it's not a privilege, it's a right. Now, I want you to understand something. You need to understand the basis and the confusion here, okay? Because when you look at the foundations of our government, where we received our rights from our Creator, listen carefully. We hold these truths to be self-evident. This is the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. They cannot be transferred, okay? Because God gives you rights. Do you understand? So in saying that, when we look at a biblical view of government, because our constitutional republic is based off of common law, which is found in Exodus 18:21, the biblical view of government is that the state is divinely ordained by men, okay? Because God gave it to men to establish. State's authority is limited through a biblical view of our constitutional republic. State's authority is limited. It leads to patriotism. And it results in a republic because it's based off of creation, our founding documents. But if you have a pagan view of government, the state is divine, okay, where you receive your privileges as a democracy rather than your rights through a republic. As a pagan view of government, state's authority is unlimited. Okay, this is what you're seeing today because they're not being ruled by God or the laws of our constitutional republic in which God gave. Back to the pagan view of government. It leads to state worship. Is that what's happening today? Of course it is. Results in tyranny. Is that what's happening today? Of course it is. Because it's based on the evolutionary view of government, friends. You need to understand that. Now, you receive rights from God, friends. You don't receive them from the state. But he's trying to confuse the American people into believing that the state has now taken the place of God when he said it's not a privilege, it's now a right. So in other words, look, we're gonna bestow this upon you. It is a right given to you by who? By we, the criminals, the new tyrants of the day, because we're based off an evolutionary theory of what our government is, when in fact it is not. Now, if you go over to Russia or over to some communist nation, yes, you can find it to be true in those particular situations, but not in America. Because if that was the case, your government wouldn't be scrutinized by the American people on a daily basis, because the people that are scrutinizing this criminal administration are those that understand their constitutional basis, that it's based off a biblical view and not a pagan view. I hope that did not confuse you. I thought that was pretty
self-explanatory. The government now wants to say that they are God. I'm sorry, the job's not up for an opening. God is the ultimate sovereign God over us.
Let me say it this way.
It's not the state.
According to the Declaration of Independence, the rights of the people come from God, and the powers of the government come from the people. So unless you grasp this basic order of things, friends, you'll have a hard time understanding the Constitution. It's real simple. A child can understand it. But I wanted you to understand what the government is attempting to do now. They are attempting to blatantly play God in the face of the people, and it's not a good place for you to be, America. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Right before the break, friends, again, phone lines are open. Perfect show for you to jump in on. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We were just talking about the importance of understanding that your rights come from God. And I'll say it one more time for you. So according to the Declaration of Independence, the rights of the people come from God. Now, I want to say this so you understand this. God does not give you a right to break his law. See, and what happens is when you begin to violate the law, then you begin to condemn conscience. And conscience means with knowledge. We all have one. And then before we know it, because we've allowed our consciences to be trampled on by the choices that we make, what we do is we harden our conscience. We begin to sear our conscience. Then we allow governments to begin to play God in our lives instead of the God that gave us our rights. You understand? Therein lies the danger. See, God didn't give us a right to dishonor our parents. He didn't give us a right to kill. He didn't give us a right to steal. He didn't give us a right to lie. And he didn't give us a right to covet. You understand that? And if we understand what his moral law says, that's the second tablet, not the first. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, because there's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved, or might be saved. And there's only one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. And then he said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. And herein lies my point. You know what? There's so many people out there that today say, well, you know what? God's okay with my life because I'm saved by grace. That's true. But we're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And again, he didn't give us a right to break the law. We obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6, as we follow Christ in all that we do. And then he regenerates us and renews us by the Holy Ghost, Titus 2. Okay? This is real simple if you know the Word of God. So when we begin to see a president, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, say that this isn't a privilege, he is blatantly shifting gears, friends, from people that know the difference in hopes that people don't realize what he just did when he said these are rights. So in other words, he's trying to say God gave you the right to have Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Folks, that is scary.
Oh, we
this man
God
has now put
right.
himself in the position of playing God. It's time that he's dethroned lawfully, friends. It really, really is. Because, again, our rights come from God. They don't come from Barack. They don't come from Brother Barack. They don't come from Brother Eric Holder. No, 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 no. You sit yourself down, fool. We ain't going there now. The bottom line is, my rights come from God. Black, white, pink, gray, whatever, purple. I don't care what color you are. You know, it's an issue of principle here. If God said it, that settles it. I believe it. I'm standing there. And I will always stand with those to the end that do the right, but I will stand with none that do the wrong. I don't care what color you are. This man has no right whatsoever to implement something called Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, therefore unlawful. But to say all that, to say this, and going back to a point that I made the other day, which is important again to bring forth today, because we know that when we listen to the state-run media, it's nothing but the same regurgitation, just said a different way, talking about the same problems over and over and over again. We turned on the news today, a conservative channel, on the way home for about 5 minutes because that's all we could stomach. And sure enough, they're playing right along with Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8, and therefore illegal. Folks, null and void. It doesn't apply. No power whatsoever. People asked me last night at this event we did in Wisconsin, Bradley, what do? You resist. You say no. It's unlawful. Hey, folks, it's not an issue of you being asked by the government as to how you're going to respond to what they're doing. No, it's you saying to the government, can you show me where you have been given the power and the authority to implement something that we have not given you the power to implement? Null and void, friends. Illegal. It doesn't apply. You understand? So if that was the case and what they were doing was right and lawful, then why are they using other federal agencies to enforce their unconstitutional policies? You understand what's going on here? Hey, by the way, for those that are paying attention to what's going on in Nevada right now, the best thing that the American people can do concerning Clive and Bundy out there is to get around this man that is not violating the law but upholding his constitutional right and the land in which he's had Nevada for a couple hundred years now. The feds are trying to come in and stage some violence possibly to frame Clive and Bundy. The best thing that you can do in Nevada, my friends, is get out there from all around that area. Get out there and watch your governments. Because, friends, the bottom line, again, is they have no business whatsoever going in and usurping their authority and telling this man to get off his own property. But, friends, they're already doing it. They've even laid snipers out there concerning Clive and Bundy. What are they staging, friends? And the reason I'm telling you that if you're in that area out in Nevada, get out there. Pay attention to what's going on. Just like what they did in Waco, friends. We found out what happened in Waco after Waco and all the innocent people that died. And you were told that the person that was guilty of the crime was in fact found to be exonerated after everybody in that particular situation was killed off by your government illegally, friends. Oh, Bradley, that's not what I heard from the news. No, I know you didn't. But when you begin to pull the curtain back on what's going on concerning these agencies and the illegalities of the ATF, in some cases the FBI, and in some cases the CIA, and these new contrived federal agencies that are popping up like flowers, like daisies in the springtime, only there to snuff out the rights of the American people, it's time the American people wake up. It's time that we go through and penetrate the lies and say, show us where you have derived your authority. And it's time the American people get involved with their country, because you have an administration trying to create a revolution within. And mark my words, friends, pay attention to China and pay attention to Russia. Because it is all contrived from A to Z. And I'll tell you why we're here, friends. Because the American people have allowed it to get this far. I shared last night with the people, interestingly enough. I said, it's interesting that I had a guy on Facebook one day, and I'll never forget it when he wrote this. It wasn't too long ago. He said, I remember 50 years ago, I wasn't around for this. I remember 50 years ago seeing all these conspiracy theories. Now, who named them theories was the state-run media calling those that were actually prophetically warning the people by blowing the trumpet. They were calling them wackos and all this other stuff like they did to MacArthur, when they said he was on a witch hunt, he was exonerated in time, friends. He was right. There was communist infiltration. But going back to the man on Facebook, you know what he said? He said, all this stuff I have found to be not theory. It's all in fact right in front of my face. I am living now what we were warned about 50 years ago. Yep, it's all in front of your face right now, friends. And you're dealing with an administration that is continuously hoping that there's some out there that will believe that the lies that they're promulgating and inundating on the American people, not just through the left, friends, as you call them, but also the rights that are going hand, the right that goes hand in line, and they continuously preach the news like it's actually gospel. Mm-hmm. When in fact, friend, there's no truth to it whatsoever. You know, another point I made last night, and I make it with my listeners today on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It's also interesting, friends, that you are where you're at today because of the best you have concerning your conservatives. Because it's not what they say that bothers me, and it shouldn't bother you as to what they say, but it's what they leave unsaid, what they don't say that should bother you.
And the manner of which they report it to as well. You were mentioning even this news source that we were listening to earlier today. It was a conservative news source, but they were just reporting it like, you know, well, this is what happened, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
It's like it's someone else's country. It's not ours, really, you know.
There's no real indignation. There's no real anger that's brought forth. There's no putting the foot down like, I can't believe this is happening in America. There's no intent to what they're doing. It's, well, you know, it was like a, you know, a pet fest out there at the Rose Garden here today.
Just
and blah, blah,
taking
blah.
It lightly.
Yeah, taking it lightly. It's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Look at what's going on and the gravity of it and how you're reporting.
I'll tell you why.
Sense of intensity whatsoever.
I'll tell you why. Because there's no, they take the rock of their salvation lightly. They lightly esteem him.
Exactly.
And they're taking these warnings like they're a big joke. Like they can't actually, you know, that fire won't burn us. Mm-hmm. You know, those bad things will never happen to us until they happen to them. But keep in mind, that was the same rhetoric that was going on during dictatorships and the dictators overtaking countries.
Right.
They would just act like it wasn't going on, and then they would demonize those that were actually telling the people what was going on.
Of course, because they were telling the truth.
And then what do the dictators do? They get up and they put a kill list out there to remove those that are actually warning the people of what's really going on. And that's what amazes me here, friends. And people want to feel good about their country. You look at a paper, a headline, thank you. You look at a headline, you just go down the street, I usually just take a look at the propaganda being pushed on the American people on a daily basis, namely in the state of Minnesota here. And without fail, it's some sort of propaganda that this administration is actually pushing. They'll give you the bad news, but then they have a half-naked chick up on the right corner, right?
Right.
Just, oh, guys, it's not that bad. And then they have the score to the last game that nobody's going to remember in a week.
Mumbled in with this, it's like, hey, you're losing your country, but hey, here's entertainment.
Yep.
Hey, here's
this. We still got you hanging out over here.
Big of a
just forget about what Caesar said. Give men a piece of bread and a show. You can do whatever thing you want, anything you want to do with them. Just think about that. That's exactly what's happening in this country today. I got a call from Joe in. Is he calling from Canada, Joe? Is this our friend Joe?
Alberta.
Oh, Alberta. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Good, good, good.
You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and fill it with words.
What I got to say is, last time I called into the show there, like what's happening down in Nevada is kind of, it's happening up here too, right? Like they're, the RCMP just made a law that certain types of firearms are prohibited.
Yep.
And it's unconstitutional. Therefore, like I go to CanadianGunNuts.com and the people are just phoning in, and a lot of them are cops that have these, that own these guns.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're going against their own rules, their own laws.
Yep.
And people are starting to see it.
Yep.
And so, therefore,
you're getting that in the United States of America as well.
I think people are waking up. In fact, this event that we did yesterday.
We still have a lot of good cops here, though. I want to keep this in mind. I just talked to one the other day.
Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, let's hold you over for the next break. Will you hold on with me for a minute?
Absolutely.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. You got a caller from Canada, our friend Joe. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
If you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions, and what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically?
Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Joe in Canada calling in. Hey, Joe, I'm curious, what does your constitution in Canada talk of, and what does it point out, and what is it based on when you speak of your rights that are given to you in Canada concerning Article 2 in America? Our state's a well-regulated militia, which is all males between the ages of 17 and 44 years old, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms, which we receive from our God, shall not be infringed. Now, what is your rights premised on? I'm curious.
Our rights, we do have the right to bear arms, we do have the right to freedom of speech, and we do have most of the rights and amendments that you guys have, only nobody's aware of them. Very, very rarely do I hear anybody that's aware of their actual rights. And
so they dummied you guys down over there as well. No, we're good. So they dummied you guys down pretty well over there as well, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like the right to drive, the right to travel. That can't be infringed. And yet, you know, they're taking people's driver's license for silly little things here.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine whose wife got stopped. She's had a couple seatbelt tickets in her whole life, and they took her license for a month for demerits, for like not wearing her seatbelt or whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's really getting ridiculous. And, but yeah, we do have the same rights as you, although, in 1860, Queen Elizabeth II, got rid of slavery, right?
Okay.
And then so, therefore, taxing although I agree with a certain amount of tax and stuff like that, I'm just sick of it. All my tax money, which up here is about 50% of my paycheck.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Are the people?
Yeah, yeah, it's not too far behind you guys over here.
Yeah.
Rest
How
sure.
are the people in Canada responding to this? Do you see any kind of rise from the people saying, no, we're not going to stand for this? Are you seeing that? Are people pretty much lethargic and apathetic about everything?
Well, we're so spread out, and our population is so thin, and our media has been bought off.
Of course.
Right.
Right? So, yep. Like, the Sun is owned by, it's not even owned by Canada, and that's our main newspapers, and you never see anything like that. You know, if last week there, an RCMP agent bulldozed over and tasered a 14-year-old girl in the head,
yep.
And now she's in a coma,
yep.
And you don't hear that.
Of course.
Right? Of
yep.
course not. And we're really, a lot of, like, me and my friends, we do have the right to a militia, although it's federalized. So, in my instance, there's just not enough people, right? We don't have big enough numbers to make a big enough difference. And, like, I'm closer to you than I am Ottawa, which is our capital, right?
Okay.
And so, like, we're so vastly spread out. Like, I mean, say Saskatchewan, there's like 102,000 people in the whole province.
Hmm.
And, you know, it takes you about 17 hours to drive across, right?
Now, Joe, going to your constitution really quick, though, I want to make a couple points. I do believe that your constitution starts out acknowledging God Almighty.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
That's exactly okay. Good. So to lay that premise, they're doing the same thing in Canada that they are in the United States. I want to make another point. There's 1,500 newspapers here in the United States, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations. There's 2,400 publishers, and they're all owned by 6 corporations in the United States.
Wow, amazing.
So do you see the parallel?
It's probably the same up here. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm almost pretty sure that our news is probably owned by you guys, right?
Somebody, or on some global scale, I'm sure.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, it's getting to the point where I pray for those people down in Nevada. We had the same kind of thing here last year when the floods happened in High River. The RCMP went in, kicked indoors. They got caught on film breaking levees where the people came and made levees to help the old people that weren't going to leave keep their homes.
Yep.
And then I got video of a RCMP knocking on the door and then kicking the door open, and the owner was right there.
Yep.
Saying through the window, you know, like, it just on and on. Now, in High River, there's a big sign that says, RCMP not welcome.
Well, we had the same scenario happen in the United States during the Bush regime and the Bush reign those years. And in saying that, there was a flood in New Orleans, and they were doing the same thing. They were disarming the American people. They were there's video in the United States that the NRA put out that they actually have, where the cops, when they seen that the woman is armed, he actually just nailed her up against the wall, and it was just brutal to no end. And it's interesting that, you know, what you're talking about over in Canada, we see it in the United States as well. We see the corruption taking place, and what's interesting is you see all the sheep people here that stand back and allow it. And when you were talking about the numbers of your militia, you're going to find, my friends, that when you take leadership, you're going to find that there's a lot of people that are silent in the background that are in
That's
agreement
true.
With you, but they just need leadership to get behind.
That's true. I got to look into that.
Well,
I mean,
maybe you're the
me.
Guy,
I have
Joe.
Children. I'm a young father, and I have children, and I want my countrymen awaken, and I want my country back.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, then
we have
to fight for that.
I want the same kind of constitution as rights as you guys have down there. That's why it's important for you guys to take lead. You guys have always been the leaders. I remember when I was a kid and watching the big, you know, B-52s and stuff fly over, because when we got Cold Lake and Fuse Air, and seeing the American people flying over and talking to the soldiers and stuff like that, and they were all so proud of their country, and, you know, and in Canada we're losing that rapidly.
Yeah.
Nobody even cares, or they're dumbed down, or all they can do is stare at their iPhones or whatever.
Interesting. Joe, I got to really tell you this. Both times that you called in, my friends, first of all, there's been a huge anointing that only God can give. And you've been a blessing both times that you've called, because you're calling from a different country and you're letting the American people know what they have. Now, can you just reiterate for me what you just said about America? We've always what?
What's that, sorry?
You just got done telling me that America is always, you know, the first time that you called, you said that you need to understand what your forefathers gave you. And now second time around, which is right now, you're telling us that America, you've always been looked to as a people. And by the way, my friend, this is all over the world. America does not realize what they have, and they do not realize that other countries across the world are looking to them to get back to the Constitution, because they've always had the responsibility to lead the way.
Right, because they were free. You guys went to the strongest nation in the world in under 300 years. You know, you guys used to be number one in the education, and everybody looked at you guys like your movies, your everything was all about freedom.
Yeah.
And now that's just like you know, you hear people, oh, that don't matter. It's not gonna confront me. And meanwhile, around here, the cattle ranchers are just getting pushed out of business too. It's the same.
Yeah.
Or then land, the grazing rights. Like those people down in Nevada, we have the same, like, public lands, right?
Yep.
But the Queen owns 90% of that. But people just say, oh, well, the Queen, she's just on her money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like, it's getting to the point where if we can't even, like, I can't even, where I start, where I'm a hunter, and I go hunting in an area in north central Alberta, and every year the places where we're not allowed to go just expands and expands, and it's miles and miles. We're not like populated like you guys.
Yeah, that's
I can literally drive across a 2 mile field and not see anybody for a whole day.
Yeah, Joe, you need to understand that kind of stuff is happening in the United States, and that is a global agenda. They care more about nature and Mother Earth than they do human life. And that's really where we're at. I got to get going, but my friend, stay in touch. Give us a call at any time, because I really do appreciate hearing from you.
Right on. Support the Bundy Ranch, you guys. Get down there.
Amen. Says a Canadian, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Totally appreciate that. In America, interestingly enough, I was going to make this point as well. In America, you can pay for your property, but you still have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Now, friends, I got to ask you the question. Whose land is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I want to say.
I mean, people are taxed.
You know, so he's talking about how the Queen owns it. Well, wait a second. If I own a piece of land here, why am I still being taxed for it?
Or you have
I'm
to get
being
a permit.
Taxed to death for everything. And just like Joe said, I agree with some taxes, but not to the point of where we're at today.
Yeah, exactly. Even, too, on your own land, you have to get a permit if you want to shoot
Baloney.
A deer on your own land.
Baloney.
It's ridiculous when you're talking about taxes. I mean, it gets to the point where it's overwhelming. I remember watching...
Case in point, what you're talking about. A deer walks across my land. I have to go to the DNR and ask them for a permit or permission to shoot the deer. He said, well, if you do that, then you have to open up your land to any hunter that wants to come in on your land and shoot all the deers. No, wait a second. I thought it was my land.
Mm-hmm.
It is my land.
That's right.
See, and that's what we have to get back to, says a Canadian. We have to get back to who we are and what our documentation says and states to fight and to maintain the rights that we have. Because what we're doing by bowing is we're allowing ourselves to be painted into a corner. In America, we and the Sons of Liberty are here to tell you today, there is no more room to be painted into. There's no more corner to be painted into, my friends. You're in the corner. It's time to stand up lawfully and get the job done. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. Love ya. See ya.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.